a bit of a problem? A bit of a problem? Pork, if I can't level up, how in the world am I supposed to get strong enough to rescue any of the heroes?
Well, apparently you didn't notice, kid, but you just rescued one of them. We just gotta find him in Unga Chungus's cave over there.
Okay, so I rescued one, but we both know there are monsters out there way stronger than level 17. And what am I gonna do against them? They'll probably be smarter, too. Unga Chungus wasn't exactly the brightest berry on the bush.
One step at a time, will ya? Yes, you not being able to level up definitely isn't ideal, but let's go rescue a hero and figure that stuff out later, okay?
Hang on a second. Look. Look over at Unga Chungus. Is he glowing?
Huh. Yeah, it looks like it. Let's check it out.
Rumbly, rumbly.
Weird. Definitely glowing. Does it look like it's coming from anywhere in particular?
Congratulations on your victory, adventurer. Choose a skill.
Huh? What? Who said that?
Jeez, chill out, kid. It's just the Game Master.
The who?
The Game Master. You know, the voice that speaks to you when you can use some skill points because you've leveled,
You're telling me there's some Game Master everyone knows about, except me, because I can't level up?
Well, something like that, it looks like. But this is weird. You didn't level up. Why is the Game Master telling you to choose a skill? Normally, you only get to do that when you hit certain levels, like level 5, level 10, and so on. You shouldn't be able to choose a skill just by winning a battle. I've never heard of anything like this.
Wait. I can feel something. I can feel his skills. I think she's saying I get to choose one of Unga Chungus' skills to have for myself. That's why he's glowing.
Whoa, that's amazing! I mean, you didn't level up, but you get to learn a brand new skill at level 1? That ain't bad, kid. What are your choices?
It looks like there are two. And... ew!
What's the matter?
His skills are gross! I don't want these! I have a choice between Echoing Burp and Horrible Stench. The first one lets me make a really loud noise to stun smaller enemies, and the second one gives me a chance to knock enemies unconscious for 30 seconds with the smell of my feet?
Yeesh. Well, not the best skills, sure, but beggars can't be choosers, kid.
Nope. I'm not taking these skills. But at least we know now that if I can manage to win battles, I'll get some random skills to choose from. And hopefully the next ones will be better.
Ugh. Your choice. But if you don't want to take them, then let's get out of here before he wakes up and decides to use any of those skills on us.
Good point. Let's go find us a hero.
Finally, the inside of Unga Chungus' cave. Wow, what a bunch of junk.
You're not kidding. What is all this stuff?
I don't know. I guess these are all things Unga Chungus sees as treasure.
Let's see. An old grandfather clock, a bag of sand, and some kind of weird broken guitar?
What even is this?
I think that's a rubber chicken.
A rubber what now? Who wants that?
I don't know. The real question is, do you see a hero?
No, I don't. All I see is trash, garbage, and junk. This doesn't make any sense.
Hang on a second. Unga Chungus apparently likes some weird stuff, right?
Obviously.
So maybe things that are actually valuable aren't all that interesting to him.
Wait, are you saying the junk and the garbage is all out here in front because it's what he likes? Meaning the good stuff would be farther back in the cave.
It's worth looking.
I guess you're right. Let's see. You might be right, kid. Here's a painting that's in decent shape, not broken or anything.
Yep, and here's a sword with just a tiny bit of rust on it. Not bad.
Well, I know what I gotta do.
Huh?
I gotta dive into the trash. Betcha the best stuff is on the bottom, now that we're near the back of the cave.
Oh, you, sure you wanna do that?
Not really, but it's our best shot. Here we go.
Don't stay down there too long. You gotta come up for air.
Kid, I need your help down here. I found something.
I'll say, you've got a diamond stuck in your horns.
That a fact. Huh. This ain't no normal diamond. It's kind of glowy, ain't it?
Yeah. Almost like it's got sunlight stored in it. What would you call something like that? Maybe like a solar diamond?
Who ever heard of something like that? Nah, this won't help us. But I do need you down here with me, because I think I found our hero.
We did it. That's gotta be one of the heroes, right? Trapped in some kind of magical crystal?
Yeah. Why is the crystal covered in red spots, though?
It's not. I think you need to sit down and catch your breath.
Ooh. Good idea, kid. Been a while since I went swimming. I'm built more for raw strength, you know?
Sure, Pork. Whatever you say. So, is it one of our heroes?
Wow. A whole 5 seconds to let me catch my breath, huh? Thanks. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of the heroes.
Huh? Why'd you say it like that? That's a good thing, right?
Well, yeah, of course it's a good thing. It's just, I might have chosen a different hero for us to find first.
Why? Who is it?
Remember earlier when I mentioned a princess? This is her, Princess Mika.
Oh, wow. We already found the princess? Let me see. Huh. She doesn't really look like how I pictured. She looks kinda,
Just go ahead and say it.
Mad? She looks angry.
Yup, that's Princess Mika for you. But take my advice, don't call her princess. Just Mika.
But why does she look like that? Aren't princesses usually kind and sweet and all that?
Says who? Princesses are just like you and me, kid. And Mika's not bad once you get to know her. She's just a little intense, scrappy, energetic, you know?
Oh, okay. And let me guess, she's probably got some really interesting skills. Can she talk to animals? Heal people? Ooh, I bet she can sing really pretty and put monsters to sleep.
She's a warrior monk.
A warrior monk? Like a fighter class?
Oh, yeah. She's a bold, bare-fisted brawler, this one. Little bit of a temper, but when things get crazy, you'll be glad she's on your side. Now, let's figure out how to get her out of this crystal.
Glitch is a time twister, right? Maybe if we can figure out what he did to trap her, we can figure out how to undo it.
One step ahead of you, kid. This crystal is called Hourglass. It stops time for anything trapped inside it. Which is good, because otherwise poor Mika here would be starving by now. But for her, not even 1 second has passed since our battle with Glitch when he trapped everyone, me included.
Hourglass, huh? So if it stops time, then maybe we need something that speeds time up. That might melt the hourglass.
Worth a shot, but I don't know about anything that speeds time up.
Leave it to me. When you're stuck at level one forever, and you're a blacksmith's kid, you learn a lot of tricks. Ever heard of a tangerine?
I think you mean tangerine, kid. Little round fruits, look and taste kinda like an orange, right?
No, not a tangerine, a tangerine. They're rare, but they've got some really interesting effects if you know what to do with them. There's a spot down the mountain that might... Oh! Hey!
I knew it. Poor kids finally lost it. Talking about weird made-up fruits, swimming in the trash when we've already pulled Mika out of it. I'm gonna have to find some other adventurer to help on this quest. Why me?
Look! Unga Chungus already had one in here.
Pretty sure that's just a rotten tangerine, kid. Look, it's even starting to turn green.
No, that's the way tangerines are supposed to look. Just trust me. If you take out the seeds and mash them up, you get a pulp that slows time down for anyone who eats them. But if you squeeze the juice out and boil it into a syrup, it speeds time up. Let's just try this. Let me make some syrup and pour it on that hourglass.
Sure, kid. If that'll make you happy, you go for it.
Just wait and see. Okay, the tangerine syrup is ready. Let's pour it on the hourglass.
Here we go, I guess. Hey, whoa! It's working! The hourglass is melting! I don't believe it, kid, you're a genius! Hey, whoa!
You'll never take me alive, Glitch! 100 Fist Fury!
Pork